His heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm, silver pride tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back, it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix, with WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced. He loves his wife, sees that wife, the decorates on the 4th of July, but says, every day's Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school, some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white,
shopping carts late last night. One was full of fishing gear, the other Miller Lite. Checkout lady laughed and said, you think you've got enough? And I said, yeah, you're probably right, and fill another two carts up. Gonna catch all the fish, gonna drink all the beer, gonna anchor down.
Hey, he's gonna catch all the fish, he's gonna drink all the beer. Welcome back. Push that chair a little closer into that campfire. Grab a cup of coffee. This is your host, Ray I. Here with Matty G and the Vogler Vogler live, mobile, on demand, and we're going to be talking about Branson right now. But first, I got to give a quick shout out to my favorite uncle, Uncle Alan, up there in Washington, Missouri, and Mike. Yep, and to Polly and Deb and all my cousins, Dale, all of them, everybody. Just have a great Saturday. And all right, with that, we were in Branson, Missouri. Great trip. And on the phone with us from Branson, Missouri, we have Lynn Bennett Berry from Branson Tourism, Director of Communications. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray, so good to be with you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And a big thank you for everything you and Branson and, boy, you guys did a lot for us. Really appreciate that.
We love you all.
Oh, awesome. You just made my day, Lynn. You know, we were talking before about all the things in Branson, and when the guys go down to go fishing or they go hunting or they go do a conference like we did, I would like you to tell our listeners, what can the gals do? What do you got in Branson for the girls to do while the guys are tied up with whatever they're doing?
Well, everybody knows that Branson is all about family fun, so we encourage you guys to bring the women,
yes,
bring the chillins,
yeah,
and please do come to the Ozarks. For us, it's all about the live entertainment. We've got fantastic shows for little bitty people,
yep,
that feature amazing pets. We have the big people that enjoy that Broadway musical that's on right now over at the Welk Resort, Million Dollar Quartet. And for those that are in between, every kind of imaginable family fun with the go-karts and out on the lakes, we have it all.
That's awesome. So many neat things. And there was how many feet? Let me back up. I'm stumbling around here. I was listening to that 60-minute thing, and it said back then there was 27 theaters. Do you have any idea how many theaters we have in Branson?
We have 40.
40. Wow, that is a big upgrade. We were talking about that at break. And is there certain things that the gals can go do, other things they can do, like particular places to go see?
You know, a lot of the women that we entertain when we have specific groups in town,
mm-hmm,
enjoy all of the shopping down at Branson Landing.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, that is our $420 million Lakeside Entertainment Shopping District that's now going on 10 years old. Wow. Everyone loves the Landing.
All the gals love the Landing because it's shopping.
That's right. That's right. But at one end, we got a little something for you guys. It's called Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah, perfect. What a great place for Bass Pro Shop. And they were thinking with all the lakes, Table Rock and all the lakes. That's perfect. Tanny Como?
The other things that the gals enjoy when they come south is over to Keter Center and the College of the Ozarks,
okay,
where you can watch the cornmeal be ground, and you can enjoy their horticulture displays and a wonderful museum, Ralph Foster Museum, that we refer to as the Smithsonian of the Ozarks.
Oh, that's neat. Wow. What about eating places? There's a little breakfast place out there that I kind of got a huge pancake.
Are you talking about Billy Gale?
Imagine that.
They do some really nice, light pancakes that'll float up off your plate, but they're as big as hubcaps.
Yeah. Awesome. Lots of great places to eat in Branson, huh?
Absolutely. Only about 248.
There was my next question. You're ahead of the game.
248?
That's awesome. Can you believe how many theaters there are now? I mean,
absolutely.
I love the way that they, you know, it's been a lot of years ago. I went down with my family when I was a kid, you know, and things like that. And then we took our kids to Branson, and then I came down again this time. But I like the way they got some of the highways rerouted around so you don't have to sit there on 76 for hours.
We have color-coded routes now. Yep. You will never get lost. All of these touch at one end and the other end back onto Highway 76, whereas everybody wants to be up on 76.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do get the glimpse of the neon and the nature.
Yes. How's the Shepherd at Hills doing? I heard they were going to close and then they're back open. What's the story on Shepherd at Hills down there?
You know, bless their hearts. For 60-plus years, they have operated out there on that beautiful mountainside. And the gentleman that was the owner, Coach, passed away, and his family was extremely distraught, and it was unexpected. And they were going to absolutely close it down.
Wow.
But the heartfelt letters and phone calls, they turned that around, and within 3 months, they decided to open back up again for the following season.
Awesome.
And now we're back in the saddle again with Shepherd of the Hills each night.
Boy, that's a great show. I really enjoy that.
It really is. And it, of course, tells the story of how really Branson was founded as far as tourism goes.
Right. What, Vogler Bob?
Well, there's a tower there, and I can't remember how far you
point.
Can see.
Inspiration Tower, and you can see three states.
Wow.
Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
That's incredible.
Isn't that something?
You know, I was telling the guys when I was down there, when me and my wife was there with my daughter, she was little. She's 30-something now, of course, but she's little. We took that little tram, you know, to go to Shepherd Hills and went through by Matt's cabin. And our tour director was saying the history about that. My daughter pipes up. She goes, "Those horses still here after all those years."
Isn't that sweet memories? That's what we count on down in Branson, that your family will make wonderful memories. And that your children will bring back their children to see us.
Well, Lynn, you guys were awesome. You did so much for MOC, the shuttles that got us every place, took care of us. You guys were wonderful. And once again, I want to thank you for everything you did for all of us.
It is, of course, our pleasure. We admire and enjoy working with Missouri Outdoor Communicators, and we appreciate what you guys do for conservation as well.
Well, thank you. Hey, Lynn, give us a website or where the people can get more information about the Branson area and about your group.
You can find everything you want to do in Branson at explorebranson.com. Or you can talk to a real live human that can look out the window and tell you how the weather is.
Yay.
By calling 877-BRANSON.
That's awesome. And they need to stop by and get a hubcap pancake when they're in town.
Come see Billy Gales.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us. Really wanted to get you on a visit with you, and really appreciate that this morning.
Enjoyed it, Ray.
All right. We'll be talking to you soon. We're not done with you. Okay. Thank you.
This segment is brought to you by Mossberg Firearms.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good job, Vogler Vogler. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.